Yes, I got up here without a stupid introduction this week. Really ex... Oh, I mean, I'm sorry. I love your intros. They're the best. Whatever. Who remembers what I talked about last week? Anybody remember? New Year's resolutions. Anybody make any resolutions this year? This week? This month? Anybody? In the back? No? Nobody made resolutions, so I guess you're all sticking to them, huh? That's the sound of someone given to the Lord, amen. It's blessings in the bucket. Anybody got anything they'd like to share with the group tonight? Anybody got any Tylenol? Anybody got any Tylenol in their purse? Tommy, got Tylenol in your purse? I do. Check this out. For some reason today, I have this like killer headache. I have no idea why. And I was like, man, I really got a headache. I'm going to go grab some coffee right before we started here with worship. So I ran down to the kitchen, and there wasn't any coffee like ready, but there was some old coffee on top of the... Well, I'm sure it was made today. It was on top of the... the top in the cupboard, there's a burner, low burner and a high burner, and there was one on there. It wasn't hot. And that's cool because I like iced coffee. You know, I got a Starbucks and I get an iced coffee. I'm like, sweet. I'm just gonna like put some ice in here, some sweetener, some creamage, and we're gonna be good to go. Well, I did that. Poured it in the cup. Put like sugar in there, and when I poured it, it looked like, man, this stuff's pretty thick. So I put in two creamers, and it, like, didn't even do anything. So then I put in two more, and it lightened it up a bit, and I put some ice in there, and I stirred it up. I'm like, this is going to be great. And I took a sip of it, and I'm probably not supposed to do this, but I swear on the Bible, it tasted like a hot dog. And I'm like, what is this? Like, Folger's hot dog edition? Like, I'm so confused here. And then I'm like, I don't know. I think there's something wrong with me. I must have tasted that wrong. Let me do this again. So I take a big gulp this time, just 3, 2, you know, 1, gulp, 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 gulp. And I'm like, yeah, that's like a Frank right there. That's like a Nathan's. What's like a Oscar Mayer. Yeah, there we go. So anyway, Tom, will you bring that up here? Thank you. Huh? No. So, anyway, I'm going to take some headache medicine real quick. Is that okay with everybody? Is that okay? Mingle amongst yourselves while I do this, because sometimes I have trouble getting these down. Those had like a candy flavor. Sure, I think there were Flintstones vitamins. Glad to have Mitchell with us tonight. Okay, well, last week I talked about our New Year's resolutions. And my number one, anybody remember my number one resolution? Once a day. There you go. Well, the funny thing is, I'm going to be honest with you guys. After we left here Wednesday night, Micah's like, hey, it's my birthday. Remember, it was Micah's birthday last week, right? 18, the big 1-8. Anyway, he goes, hey, we're going to go to Alamo Cafe for my birthday. I'm like, okay, I haven't had Mexican food yet today, so I can go to Alamo Cafe, you know, no problem. Well, the next morning, my dad's like, hey, let's go get a breakfast taco. I'm like, okay. I haven't had Mexican food today, so I went and had Mexican food for breakfast. And then, Ben Gongra, I said, hey, let's go out to lunch because he was leaving on Friday, so I wanted to go out with him because he was going to North Carolina. He was going to college. And so we went to lunch, and I'm like, look, it's your pick. You just pick. You know, you're the one leaving. You can pick. And he picked Taco Cabana. So after I left here Wednesday night and said I was not going to eat that much Mexican food, my next three meals was Mexican food. So I just feel like I need to confess with you guys. You guys are keeping me honest. But other than that, throughout the week, I did okay. And then Andrew calls me up today, and he goes, "Hey, Matt, you ready for some Mexican food tonight?" And I said, "Yeah, you bet." So we're going to Mama Margie's after this. So hope you're doing better on your resolutions than I am. On my other resolutions, I am doing better, you know, drawing closer to the Lord. Amen. Praying more, reading more of his word. So, you know, here's a question for you guys. I posed this question to you last week, but now we're checking in again this week. This week, did you get closer to the Lord, or did you move further away from him just this week? Now, if you didn't get closer, you probably moved back. So this week, you know, let's continue to read our Proverbs, stay in the Word, and move closer to him, right? 10? Proverbs 10. Today's the 10th. I have trouble with my THs sometimes. I'm going to a speech therapist, but she said, "There's nothing I can do for you. Just go home." So, and then she charged me $125. So, no. Funny thing is, I lie pretty much 90% of the time I'm up here on Wednesday nights. Now that's a joke. Okay, that's another joke. I like to make up stories. Is that cool? But I also like to tell the truth about the Lord. Because it's all about the Lord, right? That's why we're here tonight. We're here to hear about Jesus, right? Yeah. So I have something for you guys tonight. And I think that if you listen up, that it will really bless you and really benefit you. I was praying, you know, all week, you know, "Lord, what should I speak to the group tonight?" And I heard this very clearly in my spirit, hibernation, you know, and like, I'm like, hibernation, what in the world? That's bizarre. That's strange. That's kooky. It's a little out there. It's a little off the wall, you know? So I started thinking about it, hibernation. Now, why would I be talking about hibernation tonight? I don't know. You want to look at the definition of hibernation, shall we? Okay, hibernation. To spend the winter in a dormant state or to remain inactive for an extended period. Okay? This is the definition of hibernation. Now, why would I talk about hibernation? Do I love furry little animals? Possibly. But it's a very, you know, good possibility. Do I have an unhealthy obsession with picnic baskets and Yogi the Bear? Maybe, probably. Hanna-Barbera is one of my heroes. Nobody gets that, and that's fine. That is Yogi the Bear there. Everybody see the cartoon? Anybody ever seen that? No, those aren't the reasons. You know, this time of year, especially when I was in high school, I would always find it was very easy to kind of slip into this period of spiritual slumber. You know, where I would just, you know, fall retreat was 2 months ago and spring retreat's 2 months away. And, you know, summer camp is like forever away. And, you know, you kind of get out of the rhythm of spending time with the Lord. And the next thing you know, you're just snoozing. Zzz. That's like a buzz. That's like a bee. But like Z's, you know, you got the little Z's coming up. You know, getting your Z's spiritually. And this isn't what we want to do. You know, we want to stay awake. So I've got some signs for you of spiritual hibernation. If you are experiencing some of these symptoms, we need to wake up. But here's the first symptom of spiritual hibernation. Can you guess what it might be? Indifference. You just don't care anymore. You know you're not reading your Bible, but you're like, you know what? I don't care. What's the big deal? Proverbs 10? I'll catch it next month. You know? Indifference. Or you don't care about other people that you see. You know? You see somebody trip and fall and skin their leg, and you don't, you know, go and lend a helping hand. you know, if Christ was in us and was working in us, we might go help him out, maybe. Anyway, you know, we don't care anymore. I don't care about life. I don't care about my grades. I don't care if my mom gets mad at me because I'm not cleaning my room. I don't care to flush the toilets anymore so that I help my brothers out. And the next thing you know, you go in there and there's a big swollen wad of... Yeah, I'm sorry. This happens sometimes when you're living in a big family. Nobody else has found one of those little presents waiting for you when you went to use the restroom? That's just like... Who did this? Who did this? I would always get really, really mad when I walk in, like in the morning especially, and it had been there all night, and I'm the first one up, and I just stumble into the bathroom, and it's like, you know, it's swollen now, and so it's like an East LA burrito from Las Palapas. That's the first one, indifference. You just don't care, you know? Or if both of you have problems, you just look at it, you go to the bathroom, and then you don't even flush it, and you just leave it for the next person, okay? Indifference, you just don't care anymore. You don't care about your spiritual walk. You don't care about your relationships. You know, everything's just like, whatever, I don't care about life anymore. You don't care about God. You don't even care what God thinks. It's the first symptom of spiritual hibernation. The second one... is you're no longer being salt and light anymore to your friends, your family, the people around you. I have a verse from Matthew 5. It's up here, I believe. It says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out. You're the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Second sign of spiritual hibernation is we're not letting our light shine anymore. We're not pointing people to Jesus by our good deeds. You know, when people see us, they're not seeing the Lord. They're seeing us and our indifference. It's the second sign of spiritual hibernation. Third sign is you've started to get involved in things you know are wrong. And it kind of maybe seemed like a big deal at first, but you've continued to allow these things to happen, whatever it might be. You know, you're getting involved in sin. So these are the three signs of spiritual hibernation. Indifference, you're not being salt and light, and you've been involved in sin. And so I've got a friend here to help us tonight. He could go by many different names. I think I'm going to call him Yosemite. He's here to give us a message, okay? And that message is, if you're asleep, you need to wake up. So here he is. He's going to help us wake up. Is that Yosemite Sam? Is he the... He's the, no? The cartoon. He was a rooster, right? Oh, who was the rooster? Foghorn Leghorn? I was way off. Foghorn Leghorn? Man, who thought of that? Foghorn Leghorn. Okay, I believe you, Tom. I'm not going to argue with your. Hold on, it's going to come to me. I'm not going to argue with your, oh, no, it's not. Okay, anyway, we need to wake up. Ephesians 5, verse 14 tells us, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." So I'm going to give you four things that we need to wake up to in our lives, okay? And guess what the first one is? The first thing we need to wake up to is sin. We need to, you know, look and see what areas of our lives that we're sinning in, what areas of our lives God isn't pleased with. You know, maybe it's not, you know, maybe it's not looking at pornography online. Maybe it's just talking back to your parents. You know, maybe it's just something small. Maybe it's just lying to them, stealing from them. Maybe it's not something you would consider this huge, big sin, but God's not pleased with it. And so that's the first thing we need to do. We need to wake up to the sin in our lives. Galatians 5:19 tells us that a little yeast spreads through the whole loaf. You guys know what yeast is, right? You're baking bread or dough or something, and you're, you know, maybe you're a pizza man, and you're throwing the pizza up in the air, and it's, no? Anyway, okay, so you're doing the pizza. Well, you put a little pinch of yeast in there, and then when you bake the bread or the pizza, it causes it to rise, to get fluffy. Well, you just put the tiniest little bit of yeast in there, and it just spreads through the whole loaf. And that's a picture of sin. You know, we get the littlest bit of sin in our lives and we don't cut it off, it's going to spread real quick, real fast. It doesn't take a whole lot. The second area in our lives that we need to wake up to is the time. The time. The time. Ephesians 5:15-16 tell us, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise but wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." The times, you know? Things are getting kind of, I don't know if you've paid attention to the news lately. I guess George Bush is talking to us tonight, right? About he wants to send how many more troops? 10,000? 20,000? A billion? Insane amounts of troops he's wanting to send over. You know, things are not looking pretty in the world today, you know? There's not a whole lot of good news on the news. You know, it's people got killed, drive-by shootings, Molotov cocktails, you know, suicides, you know, whatever. Horrible things going on in the world. There's not a lot of good news. We need to be aware of this. We need to wake up because we have, what do we have to share with people? We have good news. You know, people are walking around every day oppressed by this horrible news. Every day, everywhere they turn, it's war, it's death, it's, you know, abortions and, you know, pregnancies with teenagers and just horrible things day in and day out. And you show up and you have some good news? Wait a second, what, you have good news to share with me? Wow, I think I'd like to hear that. I think I'd like to hear about this good news that I can, you know, give my life to Jesus and, you know, be delivered from sin and all this stuff. You know, we need to wake up to the times. This is a great time to share the Lord with Jesus. It says, make the most of every opportunity. You know, don't let these little opportunities that you have to share Jesus with your family or friends slip by you. You might think, well, I'm young, I'm inexperienced, I don't know how. I haven't been to, like, sharing your faith 101 class. You know, who cares? Get out there, share Jesus. Just tell them, hey, you know what? Jesus loves you. Or, hey, you know what? When somebody sneezes, you could just say, God bless you. You know? That would really get people's attention these days, I believe. So there's ways we can share faith, and we need to be aware of the times, and people are looking for good news. Number three, anybody want to take a guess what the third thing is we need to wake up to? What's the name of our church? Destiny Church. We need to wake up to our destiny. Ephesians 5:17 tells us, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Understand God's plan. Understand what he's doing in your life. Understand what he wants to do with you and through you. Well, how do I know that? How do I know what God wants to do with me? All you got to do, it's really simple. You just got to ask. Every day, ask, Lord, what's your will for me today? Lord, help me to find your will today. And it's just a day-by-day process. It's really easy. Number three. Number four. This is really important. Number four. We need to wake up to the people around us who are hurting and suffering. The people in our everyday lives who that we can reach out and just by giving them a, hey, how are you doing today? Is there anything I can pray with you about? That will really bless them. I know for a fact that there's everybody in here has somebody that they can bless, somebody in their life who's hurting right now, who's needy, who has something that they're having to do without, that you could supply for them. We need to wake up to these things, because when we bless people, now all, you know what, they'll listen to what you have to say, you know? When you bless somebody, when you give them, when you minister them to them, then they are, you know, a little more apt to hear what you have to say. Last night I was at Las Palapas eating dinner, and we're just sitting down eating dinner, and I was facing some booths. There was a guy and a girl sitting across from each other, and they got their food, and shortly after they got their food, like, something was going on at the table, and you don't know what's happening, but you can see that something's not normal in the situation. You know, you don't know what's going on, but he looked uncomfortable and she looked uncomfortable. Like, all of a sudden, I was just picking up these, like, vibes from the corner. And so I was just watching them, and he got up and he went and got a doggy box, and he was just real fidgety, and she was paying, and I was like, what's going on here? And he, like, all of a sudden was just, like, really, like, overwhelmed. Like, he was, like, fighting back tears all of a sudden. I'm just like, what is the deal? What's going on? And then they walked out, and she got in her car and started to drive off, and he started chasing her through the parking lot with his to-go boxes. I'm just like, what is going on? This is bizarre. I'm not making this up. I'm serious. And, like, you know, he got in front of her and, like, ran off. Hey! And then he got in his car and left. I'm just like, wow, that was intense. It was intense, you know? It was like this serious business was going on over here. And, you know, I'm just sitting here, tortilla soup. This is really good. Avocado in my soup, you know? I was so focused on, you know, not that I could do anything, you know? And today I was just kind of reflecting on that when I was thinking about those who are hurting. And this guy was really hurting. All of a sudden, I think what probably happened is she broke up with him, and he wasn't very happy about it. She wanted to get out of there, so she went and paid and left. Then he was chasing her with the to-go boxes, like, hey, I want to talk about this some more. But, you know, I was just thinking about that today. Like, what can I do, you know? The Lord's like, you can pray. You can pray for the guy. And so I did. I just took a couple minutes. I said, Lord, I don't know this guy and what his problems are, or, you know, what it was that was, you know, causing him to be uncomfortable or unhappy. But, you know, I just pray for him. Lord, bless him, comfort him. I pray that you would lead him to you through the situation. You know, real quick, and that's something that we can all do. We can all pray, right? Yeah. You don't have to be a PhD or a doctor or have your doctorate in divinities and humanities and blah, 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 blah. All we have to do is say, Lord Jesus, I pray that you would, and then say your prayer. And, you know, God moves through prayer. I believe it. If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't get up here and tell you to do it. If I thought it would just waste your time, I'd say, forget about prayer. It doesn't work. Don't bother with it. It's just a waste of time. But I don't. I believe that if you do pray, God will hear and answer you. So I want to leave you with one final verse, and it's Romans 13, 11, and 12. It says, and do this, understanding the present time, the hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber. Because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. Let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. So, Lord Jesus, I pray that you would just show us, Lord, how to wake up. Lord, if we've gone into a spiritual hibernation, Lord, I pray that you would just draw close to us, that we would draw close to you, that you would speak to us. Lord, help us to wake up to sin in our lives. Lord Jesus, I pray you would show us the times, Lord, and help us to wake up to our destiny and those around us who are hurting. Lord, use us to bless other people, Lord, and to bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, Missions Conference is a couple weeks away. It's a whole week. That's a great way to wake up if you've been spiritually asleep. I know I always get something out of Missions Conference, and then we have a concert coming up. So bless you guys. Have fun. Be safe. Wear your seatbelts on your way home, and see you at Mama Margie's. All right.